Hello, everybody. Welcome to Brews and News. I am your host, Todd Sugano, sitting here always with
Jesse Matthews.
And for those who are uninformed of this podcast, which is everybody out there listening, because this is our first one ever, this is a podcast about those two things that is in the title, beer and news. What kind of news, you want to ask?
All kinds of news.
Except political, because I do not want to get drunk and talk about politics. I will, however, get drunk and talk about sports, video games, music, movies, entertainment of any type. And, you know, let's call it what it is. It's a pop culture and beer.
All the latest happenings.
On MTV.
Yeah. Did you know the MTV Awards were on last night?
I didn't until I saw it on BuzzFeed that it's now like the MTV Movie and Music Awards. Yeah. Movie and TV Awards.
It makes me feel really bad, man. I used to love the VMA so much. And I don't think there's actually a real music video in 10 years.
Yeah, I used to love watching the movie awards more than the actual VMAs, because like, the movie awards were really cool. It's where like, fucking Adam Sandler would go and do something funny, and in the music awards, it would be like, well, here's Britney Spears, she's dancing, Chris Rock's hosting again, let's do it.
Chris Rock, $9.99, baby.
I remember that.
That was not only the best VMAs ever, but it was also Michael Morgan's birthday.
No one knows who that is.
Well, you know who it is.
Yeah, but I'm going to pretend like I don't. All right.
And Cody might listen to this. I don't know.
Possibly. For everyone out there, you want to know what this podcast is actually about, we're going to be reviewing beer and talking about news. And the beer that we're going to be reviewing is beer that is brand new to our taste buds or is just something that we're drinking. So I will ask the ever-important question of, Jesse, what are you drinking today? Or what have you drank this week?
Well,
since we're recording now, we actually are drinking a beer right now. What are you drinking right now?
We are drinking a Wiseacre Oktoberfest.
Yes. And we are, because I had a six-pack in the fridge and I had four left. I thought I had three, but I had four.
Does that mean we get two, or do those get saved for later?
Whatever. If you want to drink another one in the middle of this, I will get them. But what's your opinion on the beer?
See, I feel bad because we took a drink before the podcast started. Mm-hmm. Next, we're going to have to not do that next time because I'd like to get a good live reaction.
Okay. While Jesse takes his stop, go ahead.
No, I mean, it's okay. It's not the best. It's definitely better than the Tiny Bomb. I'm not a very big fan of Tiny Bomb and or the Ananda beer.
Tiny Bomb and Ananda are two other Wiseacre beers. Yes. That are sold in grocery stores here in Tennessee, or at least just in Memphis and maybe in parts of Mississippi, I'm not sure. But Wiseacre is a local craft brewery here in Memphis, and they make some of the most delicious beer that I've ever had in my life. My opinion of this beer is that it is just amazing and delicious. Like, it's
amazingly delicious?
It's a dark beer, but it's not like, it doesn't have the same like burnt taste that a lot of dark beers do, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
It's Oktoberfest beer. It's really smooth, I feel. Like, it's just all around delicious, and I love this beer. Like, my brother-in-law gave me 2 6-packs of it a few weeks ago. And to prove that I'm not an alcoholic, it has taken me 3 weeks to get through 12 of those beers. So, there you go. And as you asked earlier, yes, this podcast is an excuse to just drink early on Mondays, because right now it's 12:48 p.m. when we're recording this, Monday, February, May 8th, 2017. But it's, like, it doesn't matter. I like beer. I like hanging out with you. I like drinking beer. I like drinking beer with you. And we used to record a podcast back in the day, so we're going to start this one again, and this one's going to be about what we like most, beer and sports and music and video games and such.
Now, I don't know if you're going to do this, but I'm personally going to do this. I'm going to have a rating system just so I can keep track of things I like, things I don't really like.
I mean, I have a notebook right here. I can go get a pen, and we can write down your ratings.
Oh, I mean, well, we don't have to do that right now. We can do that afterwards, unless you just have a pen in your pocket.
Well, no, it's one on the table right there.
Oh, I see the table.
You do. where we are right now is in my guest room, which is kind of my nephew's playroom / where I do my schoolwork over on the table that you can't see, but Jesse can.
It's you know, having people watch us isn't that bad, but when it's Hulk Hogan watching us, staring right back at us, making sure we do a good job, it's a very intimidating, actually.
Yeah, I have a Hulk Hogan pillow that is just staring holes in us. Were you with me when I bought that?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Can't remember.
But yeah, I think I'm gonna go with a 6.5 on a scale from 1 to 10.
When it comes to the Wiseacre beer, this isn't my favorite. My favorite is the.
I hope you don't say Tiny Bomb.
No, not Tiger Bomb. It's I actually have a tie. It's Gotta Get Up to Get Down, which is a coffee milk stout, which I will drink on this podcast because it gives me an excuse to go buy a six-pack of it. And Rockets in the Complex, which is their beer they only sell at the brewery here. They sell it in bottles and on draft. And it is named after Double O Seven GoldenEye game.
Yes, which is a very, very fun game.
It
one
is.
One of the favorites ever.
It's a very fun game, and it's a very, very tasty beer. And I recommend that beer to everybody. Would you recommend this beer to anyone out there?
Yeah, why not? It's pretty good. It's definitely worth a shot. I wouldn't say, you know, if it tasted bad, I would be like, no, I wouldn't even bother with this. But some people might like it more than me. I think it's okay.
Yeah.
Definitely above average.
This beer is 6% alcohol by volume. I know like a lot of people out there really care about that. I don't personally. I just care about the taste of beer. If the beer is good, it's good. Like one of my favorite beers is Miller High Life. Do you know what the alcohol by volume of that is?
I'm going to go, it's like 4.2 or 4.5, I
think. Like, I think it's 4.2 or 4.1. So you were very close. Yes. So one of us was right. It's either 4.2 or 4.1.
One of my friends is he's very big on Miller High Life. It's one of his favorite beers.
It's really good. It goes down smooth, and like the commercials say, it's the champagne of beers. I feel. Yes. My father-in-law actually made fun of me for drinking it, and I was like, "Fuck you, dude! It's good." Okay, I'm trying to pull something up on my phone here so we can discuss this topic real quick. Beer fact for you.
Oh, beer fact. Beer fact of the day.
Did you know that the world's strongest beer is Brewmeister Snake Venom?
That sounds very dangerous.
It's from Scotland, and while most regular beer usually has about 5% alcohol by volume, this Scottish killer has a stomach-burning 67.5% alcohol by volume.
Oh my god, That's stronger than most liquors.
That is almost strong. That's almost as strong as moonshine. Not moonshine, but Everclear.
Yeah.
And Everclear, for those of you that don't know what that is, you won't find out on this podcast because we won't be drinking that.
Pure grain alcohol.
And let's see. Something I want to talk to you about is this controversy with LeBron James.
All right.
I'm not talking about him going into the crowd last week and taking a sip of beer or pretending to take a sip of beer. I'm talking about this company that is located in Cleveland, I believe. When he left...
Shout out to MGK.
Yeah. When he left Cleveland years ago to go to Miami, this local beer company made a beer called the Quitness. Because, you know, his thing back in the day was Witness.
Yeah.
They made a thing called the Quitness. And he was obviously upset about that. He sued the company. They had to, stop doing the beer or whatever. After the brouhaha happened with him going into the crowd and grabbing the woman's beer from the beer seller thing. I forget what they're actually called. This same company released an image on their Twitter account, Facebook. I can't remember where it was. Of him holding that, and they put their logo smack in the corner of it, and as a way to say, "Hey, LeBron James likes our beer, you should too."
Yes.
And he was pissed. I believe his lawyer sent a cease and desist letter to them, and with...
Do we know what kind of beer it is?
It was a gold beer. It was the Dortmunder gold beer, because it was upset over Great Lakes Brewing Company's use of his image with the bottle. On Tuesday, the brewery retweeted a photo of James holding its signature Dortmunder Gold beer with the caption G-O-A-T with G-O-L-D. The first set of initials stand for greatest of all time, which everyone out there in the world fucking knows that. I don't know why I just read that USA Today. That tweet has since been deleted. They did retweet a Cleveland.com image, though, of LeBron holding the beer. I mean, it honestly, if you could see the image that they retweeted of Cleveland.com's official Twitter account, the way he's holding the beer, he has the logo to the side as a way to say, as if he was wanting people to take a picture with him and the beer. What's your feeling on that? Like, I mean, you look at the picture, doesn't that look like he's trying to show off the label?
Yeah, it definitely looks like it would be a commercial, perfect commercial of him holding the can perfectly. With logo out.
When someone asked him about the picture, he said, "This is about the last thing I'm trying to worry about right now. My agent and my legal team will take care of it, but yeah, I know Great Lakes is trying to benefit off of me. And I heard they were the same company that made all those Quitness beers, and now they're trying to benefit off me this way. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Now, do you think he wouldn't have freaked out or his people wouldn't have got so mad about it if it wasn't the same people that did the Quitness beer?
I don't know, honestly. Like, I feel like maybe they would have, but like it's hard to really say because this is the same guy who, in like early 2000s or whenever, got really upset when the Undertaker took his picture with him, or wanted to take his picture with him. He showed up in Cleveland in all the attire and everything, and the Undertaker, or LeBron James, did not do anything. LeBron James refused to take his picture with him because he said, this is just another person trying to make a name for themselves off of me, or I can't remember what he said exactly.
Yeah.
But the Undertaker showed up in Cleveland in his full fucking gimmick. Kevin Love took a picture with him. J.R. Smith took a picture with him. But LeBron James refused. And the reason why The Undertaker was there is because after the NBA Finals last year, I believe it was after the Finals, after one of the games, LeBron James was had a picture taken of him or was doing an interview and he was wearing an old Undertaker shirt.
Yeah, I remember when that happened. It just... I mean, I could spend hours talking bad about LeBron James, but that is a very good reason why.
That's a different another podcast. Reason why.
Yeah, that's a whole different subject.
Okay, I want to ask you this question.
All right.
Think back in the day. You and I have been friends for 15 years now. When I was 12 years old and you were 16. Let's throw that out there. I was 12, hanging out with a bunch of, in my opinion, grown-ups, because I was 12 years old.
There was other people there than me. It just wasn't one 16-year-old hanging out with a 12-year-old. I'd like to point that out.
But let's talk about that. What was the very first beer that you remember trying?
Oh, man, the very first beer.
Like hanging out with your friends and having a beer. This could be like when you were a kid and you were
yeah, it's like your first sip of beer ever.
What do you remember trying?
Oh man, I remember when it was. I remember who I was with and everything. I don't remember what beer it was. It had to be either some kind of like a Budweiser, Bud Light maybe.
Yeah,
it was Budweiser, Bud Light or something. But it was with my two friends. David Flowers, who lives in Oklahoma, and a good friend of ours, Brett Alderman.
Yeah.
Brett stole it from his stepdad. We shared a 1 12-ounce can between the three of us. It was just like you see on the TV and in the movie.
4 ounces for everybody.
Yes. We all drank it. Afterwards, I don't know how they thought, but I thought it was disgusting. I had no idea why people would drink this. And I just thought this is the nastiest tasting thing I've ever had in my entire life.
So that was your opinion of it. It was the grossest
thing. Yeah,
this is
gross.
Would you like to know mine?
Well, sure. You heard mine, so.
Okay, I was 6 years old. I was at a Memphis Chicks baseball game. My mom, my grandmother, and my aunt, my grandmother's sister, all worked at the Chicks games. My aunt worked.
I hope this story doesn't get anybody in trouble.
No, my aunt worked in the beer stand, which, oddly enough, was not where I got my first beer. My mom and my grandma worked in one of the concession stands. My brother and I would get into the games for free because it was better for us to let us go to the baseball games than to pay a babysitter to watch us, and it was fun. Those were like some of the funnest times of my childhood life were going to the baseball games in the summer.
Yes.
But, I remember this vividly. My brother was not with me when I did this. I think he was too scared to do it.
How old was he at the time?
He was 8. If I was 6, he would have been 8. We were...
8, still very, very young.
Yes. I remember the concession stand line was really long. And when you walked through the door, the beer was just right there in kegs.
Yeah.
And I remember... Like, it was a keg that had a tap on it. It wasn't like... You just have like a fucking little thing and you just pour it in. It had like a full tap. I'm making motions with my hand, which no one can see, but you know what I'm saying, Jesse.
Yeah.
Okay, so I walked in there. I peeked my head over the corner. Saw that my grandma and my mom, the other workers, were just kind of like looking around and like paying attention to the customers and not to me. So I grabbed the plastic cup, which is no bigger than the 12-ounce can that I'm holding right now. Held it underneath the Budweiser thing and just tipped it barely and closed it. And it filled up to maybe about right there. So about maybe an ounce, maybe of Budweiser. I took, I drank all of it down, just took one big sip and swallowed it, and it was the most disgusting thing I'd ever had in my life.
Now, did you realize it was beer?
I did. That's why I did.
You were comprehending the situation.
Yes. I was aware of I was aware of what it was, and I was also aware that I had been told for years that I was not allowed to drink that because it's for adults only, and that to me made it the ultimate thing to try. So I did, and I regretted it immediately. And I didn't have another beer
hopefully for a long time, since if you were only six.
You say that, but no, it was like 8 years. So more than half my life at that point, but I was 14. Or 13 or 14, I can't
remember. I got a question for you.
Yo.
Do you remember like the first beer that maybe you didn't drink a lot of, like on occasion, but you occasionally you would drink and be like, oh man, this isn't so bad. Do you remember when you started liking beer?
Yes, that was actually a follow-up question. I was going to ask what first beer you remember really liking was.
This is a very funny story.
Since you asked me mine, I will tell you, the first one that I remember liking was probably Sam Adams Cherry Wheat. Because if you remember, we used to go to your house when I was like 19. Like, all right, so to tell the story, to give you a little background history here, when I was 14, I started dating this girl who didn't do drugs, didn't drink or anything. So to impress her, I was like, you know what? I don't either, even though at the time I drank vodka with...
Maybe 14-year-olds shouldn't be drinking.
I drank vodka with Jesse regularly and smoked weed.
And not with me. Not the weed.
He's more responsible.
Yeah.
But I would do that with Jesse. And I'm not saying all that just to sound cool, because it wasn't cool. Like, it's stupid to do shit that young. But,
seemed pretty cool at the time.
Yeah. At 14, like, I was doing that, and she didn't do any of that. So I was like, you know what? I don't either. And I started listening to Minor Threat, heard about Straight Edge, and I started claiming Straight Edge. And for 5 years, I didn't touch alcohol or smoke weed or any of that. And I don't smoke weed now, but, like, after I turned 19, I started drinking again. And I was with you when I drank for the first time.
It was a very big deal.
It was at my now wife's, It was at my now wife's house where she used to live. At that point, that was the first I ever met her, and my depression was at an all-time high during that period. So, and that day sucked because Michael Jackson died that day, and the Grizzlies drafted Hashim to beat.
Man, what a.
What a shitty day, really. Besides the fact that I met my wife
Majority of that day was very shitty. At least one good thing came from it.
Yeah, I met my wife that day. But the Grizzlies drafted Hashim to beat, Michael Jackson died. Those are two terrible things that happened on that day.
And we found out about those about around the same time.
Yes, I found out about Michael Jackson dying as I was walking into the FedEx Forum for the Memphis Grizzlies draft party. And I remember I took a shot of, I think it was vodka with you, and you took a shot of tequila. And that was the first drink I had in 5 years. And I remember going to your house after that, and no one knew that I drank anymore at that point. Everyone knew that I didn't drink. No one knew that I started drinking.
Yes.
And Jesse, you poured me like a shot of tequila, and I think Michael and Casey were like, what are you doing? You know, he doesn't drink. And I took the shot, and they were amazed as if I had just, like, won a gold medal in the Olympics or something. Yeah.
They were congratulating you for starting to drink alcohol again.
Yeah, which is
weird. They were very excited for it.
But, when we would go to your house on Fridays and Saturdays to just hang out, drink, whatever, like, Junior, and who's a friend of ours, or used to be a friend of ours, I don't know if you can call him a friend anymore.
Oh, yes, I will always call Junior a friend.
You know, we would all go to Kroger together, which is a grocery store here, and we would buy, like, a party pack of beer, like 18, 24 beers. I can't remember how many come in the party packs. And we would all split the cost on it, and we would try the beers. And this one night, we got a party pack of Sam Adams. I think it was like the seasonal flavor party pack. And it had like only three cherry wheats in it.
Oh, yes. I remember doing this. Not this specific time, but I remember drinking those in the little party pack.
Yeah, and the cherry, I remember like...
Because there would be arguments over who gets which one.
At that point, like, I was drinking Coors Light. I really liked the taste of Coors Light, and you told me how amazing Coors Light is on draft. So when I would go to the New Daisy for concerts, I would make sure to get that on draft, and it would be damn delicious. And I tried this Sam Adams cherry wheat, and it was like I was fucking, like... You know that feeling you get the first time you come? And it's like the first time you ever do it, you're like, what was that?
What was that?
That was so cool.
I don't know what that was, but I want to do it again.
That was how I felt about cherry wheat Sam Adams. Like, it was delicious and tasty, and I wanted another one. But there were three of them in the box, and there were about six of us back there. And, yeah, that was the first beer. The first beer I remember really liking was Coors Light, but the first beer I remember falling in love with was Sam Adams Cherry Wheat. Now, however, I cannot drink those because they give me stomach aches.
Well,
they are too sweet.
Well, we definitely do not like stomach aches.
No, we do not. Now, what is yours?
I don't know what beer I actually first fell in love with, but I remember the first time I started liking alcoholic beverages. I was probably like 14 or 15, and it was not actually a beer. I guess it would be more of a malt. I don't know what the hell it would be considered. It
like a malt liquor?
It was like, it's not a Smirnoff, but what would Smirnoff be considered?
It's a malt liquor.
Is that a malt beverage?
Yeah, it's a malt beverage.
Yeah. Well, you know how there's Sky Vodka?
Yeah.
Do you remember a long time ago in the early 2000s, they had just this Sky beer? They came in the same bottle, those same blue bottles.
I think so.
It was kind of like Smirnoff, but it might have been, I don't know how long Smirnoff has been around.
I'm not sure.
I don't know if it's a relatively new thing or just around and I never knew about it, but yeah, we would get these, somebody had one and it was just a Sky drink and it was probably like 4% alcohol, and me and a bunch of my friends, we would always drink those. I don't know why. We would get like a six pack of them at like 15. I remember we would go to New Year's Eve, like 2001, somewhere around that. Like, I believe that what the year was, but we like hung out in one of my best friend's garages, and his sister's husband, who was like 20, like late 20s at the time, he would buy us, and I guess he thought it was okay because he was buying such a low percentage of beer. I guess it made it seem better than going and getting some vodka or something. But he gave us that. The Sky beer, Sky drink, Sky malt beverage. But I've always loved those shiny Sky vodka bottles.
I
enjoy that. Not Sky vodka. Not that.
Smirnoff beers, I remember Smirnoff Ices. We used to just refer to those as lady beers, it wasn't like an offensive term. Meaning it's like
what the ladies drink.
Yeah, it's what my mom used to only drink those. An old friend of ours had a girlfriend, and when she would come to his house, he would only buy those for her because those were the only beer that she liked. And I remember one day we were over at that guy's house, and we were filming stuff because we used to wrestle. We were filming stuff over there. And he had a case of Smirnoff Ice in the refrigerator. And it was like 11 o'clock in the morning. And he said, hey, do you guys want this? Because this was Leah's and we're not going to... I'm not going
to
drink it.
I was just going to say, shout out to Leah.
Yeah, this is just lady beer. And this is the stuff that she likes. So TJ and I, we drank like three of those each. I don't think you had one because you're like, it's 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
TJ and I drank the whole, like the six
I'm
pack.
I'm sure TJ was going to... He was down for the drinking.
And... Those are there's one dangerous thing about Smirnoff Ices and about things like woodchuck beer and all those flavored ciders and fruit ales and everything, like Mike's Hard Lemonade, shit like that.
Yeah.
It's that when you drink it, it does not taste like alcohol, so it goes down super fast.
Yes, exactly.
And if you are not cautious, you can't get drunk off of those. If you drink like 18 of them, you can get a little buzzed.
Not only will you get a little buzzed, your stomach will hurt because of all the sugar that you kind of said earlier.
Yes. And it's just, I don't drink them anymore. Like, when I drink now, I'm such a stuck-up motherfucker when it comes to beer now.
Piece of shit.
Like, I love craft beers. Like, if I go to a bar and I get a beer...
Are you planning on moving to Portland next week?
No, but I am going to visit soon.
Man, I'd love to visit Portland, actually.
But, when I go to... Like, if you go to a restaurant or a bar or a pool hall or whatever and you order a beer, what do you order?
What do I order? Probably, I would say normally probably like Coors, unless Coors. Sometimes I go when I go to the most normally the most beer that I drink when I go out, or the most likely beer that I will drink is at me and a friend of mine will always get pitchers of the Angry Apple Orchard beer.
Oh yeah, I remember that stuff.
It's very good, but it's also it's like you can't. I mean, you can drink a little bit of it, but if you drink too much, you end up going to get sick. Like, you will get sick before you get drunk.
Yeah, definitely. When I go to bars or restaurants, if Weizsäcker isn't on tap there or anything, I will typically get a Corona.
Yeah, Coronas are very good.
And,
very good Coronas.
But if I go anywhere and Weizsäcker or Ghost River is on tap, I will usually get a Ghost River or Weizsäcker because... One, I love the beers, like they taste amazing, and two, I like supporting local businesses and supporting local breweries, and it's great. I Ghost River makes an amazing beer that they sell during the Grizzly season called Grindhouse Ale that you can only get at Central Barbecue, a downtown location, at the FedEx Forum where the Grizzlies play, or at the Ghost River shop itself, and I don't know.
Yeah, man. The Ghost River is... I love Ghost River.
It's good shit.
If I could have, like, an unlimited supply of any kind of beer, it would probably be some Ghost River.
Yeah, it's really good. And, let me see. Right here, okay.
We're mesmerized here by the,
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to pull up things. I wanted to talk to you about this. I'm not gonna... None of that's important anymore. We're gonna get into sports now, because I want to talk to you about this that I just read.
Alrighty.
Draymond Green, one of the dirtiest players in the NBA because when he shoots, he kicks people.
In the testicles.
In the damn balls. And he says that's his shooting form.
That piece of shit.
He doesn't get called for it. He doesn't get anything. He doesn't get fined. Nothing. He recently said that Kelly Olynyk of the Boston Celtics is a dirty player and he doesn't respect guys like that. There's no denying that Kelly Olynyk is a dirty player. He dislocated Kevin Love's like shoulder last year during the playoffs. And this year he tried to do that shit again against the Hawks. I believe it was the Hawks.
No, that was just like that was the Wizards.
Was it the Wizards
game? Yeah, because it was just a couple. I watched this last night.
Oh, okay.
Because I kept watching replays of it.
What's your opinion on it? Is he being extremely hypocritical?
Yeah. For him to say that, yeah, he's being very... hypocritical about that because he is a dirty player, but I mean, kicking people in the man goods, that's pretty messed up, man.
Yeah, it's like
if you want to play rough and kind of play like old school, because Tony Allen plays like that too.
Yeah,
everybody loves Tony Allen,
but Tony Allen doesn't like go out of his way to hurt people.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, but that's why the Grizzlies are often referred to as the bully squad.
Yeah.
Because like
they will beat your ass.
Yeah, as the great
Mayor of Memphis once said,
"I'll beat your ass." You can find that clip on YouTube. He says it to Kendrick fucking Perkins, who at the time was a pretty scary individual, and no one in Memphis likes him because he wanted to come play for the Tigers, and he decided, "Fuck that, I'm going to the NBA."
Yeah, damn that one. Damn, if the one and done rule would have been around back then, Memphis would have had so many more good players besides Derrick Rose.
We would have had Amari Stoudemire.
Shout out to Amari Stoudemire. He always wears Memphis Tiger hoodies.
Yeah, I mean, I can never... There's nothing about him that I don't like. I love Amari Stoudemire, but fuck, he should have came here.
Man.
God damn it.
Can't blame an 18-year-old for wanting to go be a millionaire.
You know what sucks? Before I started cussing, I meant to ask you earlier if you wanted to see if we can go this whole podcast without cussing so I don't have to put a not safe for work tag on it when I upload it to Reddit. But I guess we're not going to do that because I don't feel like going through and editing all the cusses with beeps or everything. So next week, we're going to try to go the whole podcast without cussing.
We will do that.
Or at least not saying like harsh four-letter words.
Have you... On the new Chris Vernon podcast, have you heard it when they cuss, when they do very bad words?
No.
It's just him recording over of himself going beep. It's not an actual beeping noise. It's him saying beep over the word, and it's very, very, very funny.
Okay, let me ask you this: San Antonio Spurs. Last night, the Houston Rockets beat the Spurs, tied the series 2-0 or 2-2.
Yes,
2-2. They beat them 125-104.
Smack that ass.
Do you think the Spurs stand a chance anymore since they lost Tony Parker?
I still think the Spurs are going to win the series. I think losing Tony Parker, I think it's going to, it means more about losing like leadership. I don't think it's going to really affect them that too much, really.
I mean, I know you watched the Grizzlies series. Like, I was at two of the three games, and he was playing like Tony Parker 10 years ago. Like, he was kicking our asses. except for game three here, where he didn't score a single point.
Yeah, and then everybody made a big deal about it. And then
he came back and scored like 80 points.
Yes, but I don't think he was going to be able to keep that up, though.
I don't think so either, but like...
He's not LeBron. He can't just turn the switch on and just be one of the best, or top 5 point guard in the league.
Yeah, but I mean, I think all time, he's definitely in the top, maybe 10, 15.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I do.
Maybe 15? I couldn't think of... I don't know. Not off the top of my head, but if I had time, I could definitely write down who I would think would be better. But
I think they could still stand a chance because they have Patty Mills, and Patty Mills lit us up during the playoffs. I fucking hate that guy because of that.
You hate the Spurs, but you hate them because they're good, man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't just hate... Like, nobody ever thought, like, oh, Tim Duncan... That piece of shit.
Yeah, it's
like, attitude bastard. I hate him.
During the regular season, I'm not a fan of the Spurs, but I don't dislike them. I think they're an amazing basketball team, and it shows that they've won 5 championships over like since 1999. They've won 5 championships, which that doesn't sound like a lot, but when there's 30 teams competing, and in that time frame, like two teams won 5 of them in 10 years. The Lakers and the Spurs won 5 championships in that time frame. It's a big deal. And yeah, Popovich is probably the greatest coach in the history of the NBA.
Yeah, he's definitely, if not, he's definitely like top 2 or 3 the for man, sure.
I mean, he's definitely, I mean, there's no denying he's the highest paid. He makes $11 million a year.
Yo, shout out to Pop for dropping a $5,000 tip, man.
Yeah, that's
shout out to Pop.
That's great. I mean, hopefully that person who got the tip here didn't have to actually like divide it between the rest of the restaurant.
I hope not. I think they might have got fired, actually.
That would suck.
Because they're not supposed to like release or anything. And I think she sent it to somebody, and then I don't think she was the one that like put it on Twitter. I think she sent it to somebody, and then so on and so forth. It finally leaked out. But yeah, $5,000 tip on an $800 bill.
Okay, tonight.
That's good.
Tonight, Monday, May 8th, you have Golden State versus Utah Jazz. And the Golden State, they're up 3-0 right now. Do you think the Jazz could win this to push the 5 or to push the series to 7 maybe? Or do you think they're getting swept tonight?
No, get out the brooms, man. It's over tonight.
What do you think, like, do you think, like, the Jazz are going to be better next year? Because this year, everyone was putting a lot of pressure on them to be amazing. Everyone's saying how great the Jazz are going to be. They're going to be great. They're going to be this. They're going to be that. Do you think they're going to be better next year, or do you think as long as Steph Curry is in the NBA, no other Western team is making the finals?
Well, definitely. I definitely don't see them in the finals next year, but what were they, like the 5th seed this year?
Yeah, I believe so.
I can definitely see them getting better just because of the Clippers getting worse. Because there's a lot of rumors the Clip show's finna get broke up.
Yeah.
At least might lose one big part.
CP3 going to the Spurs to take Tony Parker's place.
I heard about that. I don't know if I'd be like that or not. I think I could find a reason not to like the Spurs for real then.
It surprises me, honestly, that he's doing this, because you would think that he's competed his entire career in the West. The West is unquestionably the toughest conference in the NBA. You would think he would want to go see how he does in the East. With the talks of Kyle Lowry wanting to go back to the West, if he went to Toronto, he could help Toronto a lot.
Oh, yeah, he would make a conference finals with Toronto.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
Because with Chris Paul and DeMar DeRozan on the same team, like that'd be amazing.
Man. I wish you wouldn't have said that. I hope he doesn't go to Toronto. Like Toronto.
He's gonna go to the Spurs.
I would hate to have to not like them.
At this point, I believe he's chasing rings.
Oh, yeah.
He thought he'd get one with the Clippers for some reason.
I mean, but let's be realistic here.
But the Clippers aren't even the favorite team in Los Angeles when they're competing with the Lakers, who have sucked for 5 years.
Yeah, the Lakers have been awful. They've been rebuilding and just awful for 5 years, and there are still more Laker fans in that building during Clipper games than there are Clipper fans.
All right, getting off of the NBA. Before we get there, let me ask you.
Oh, and one more thing about Chris. I wouldn't be shocked if he somehow weaseled and connived his way to get up there with LeBron. They're all buddies.
Yeah, but do you think, who do you think they would bench, Kyrie or Chris Paul?
That's the only way I think that's why I don't think it would happen.
Because do you think if that, so let's say now, hypothetically that does happen. Do you think Chris Paul would pull an Allen Iverson when he came here to Memphis and complain about coming off the bench and request a trade, and he would go back to like New Orleans or some shit? Or do you think he'd be okay with coming off the bench?
I don't think he would be okay with coming off the bench. If that ever happened, if the Cavs don't make the finals, which they are.
Yeah, they are.
And if they win, or if they, not if they win, but if they lose against the Warriors and it don't look that close, I can see LeBron kicking Irvin off the team and pulling in a CP3.
Yeah.
Because they are very close friends. Also, another thing I could see happening is maybe CP3 and Carmelo Anthony, who are also very good friends, he wants to leave New York. Maybe they could team up in the East somewhere. I don't know who would be able to get it, but or get them. I don't know who has a cap room or anything like that, but I could see them two trying to team up and do something like that. Yeah. I'm sure both of them want it. They both want. They're both getting up. They're on the wrong side of their careers. They're closer to the end than the beginning.
Carmelo is out of New York. Kristaps Porzingis the other day tweeted a message to the Los Angeles Clippers, put a bunch of smiley faces.
Oh, look, there you go, right there. Maybe Melo wants to come back then.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll get CP3 and Melo will come back.
Where do you see Melo playing next season? Like, realistically.
I have no idea. I have no clue.
I could see him. I don't know why I could see
another person. I could see him going up there and hanging out with LeBron and Kevin Love and the boys, too.
I don't know why in my mind I could see this happening, but I could see him playing for OKC or in Miami.
Oh, Miami. Miami seems like he would like it there a lot.
Yeah.
He likes the bright lights.
He just impregnated a stripper. There's a lot of strippers in Miami.
Oh, yeah, he would love that.
We're not going to talk about that, though, even though how hilarious it is.
Poor Lala.
Poor Lala.
Lala.
I don't know if that's her real name.
Is it?
I don't think so. It can't be.
I'm friends with somebody on Facebook, and their name is So-So. S-O-S-O.
Is she Korean?
No.
White?
White.
That's not her name.
maybe they're big fans of Korea.
Maybe. Let me ask you this to get off this topic of the NBA.
Yeah, sorry about that.
What video game are you playing right now?
What video game am I playing right now? Yes. Halo 5, the only video game I ever play. But I did recently download the new the FIFA 17 demo. I played that for a little while.
Also, I have it in the living room. I have the actual physical game. No, I have 16.
16.
I have 16.
It's the first. I always hear really great things about FIFA. I've never really. That was the first time I ever played one. Was that demo?
I am.
It seemed kind of hard. I don't know if I just sucked at it, but it seemed
my
hard.
My character in the career mode or on FIFA. I play for the Montreal Impact.
And the Montreal MLS team?
Yes, and the Montreal Impact are a terrible team. So, because of that game, I became a fan of theirs, and I regret it so much because they're such a terrible team. But I have to support them because if I jump off of that bandwagon right now, everybody's going to be like, well, you just don't like us because we're terrible. No, Montreal Impact, you made an impact in my heart.
Yes, and let's not get that confused with Impact on Thursday nights. Because that will make an impact on your heart, but not the good kind.
Yeah, I'm like a heart attack.
I always wish MLS would get I wish Memphis would get an MLS team.
Yeah, we have a good soccer team, but they're not major league.
But
it's the Memphis City Football Club.
Yes. This is probably going to, for all the Memphians out there that really want us to get an MLS team, they're going to be pretty mad because apparently Nashville might be getting an MLS team. Speaking of Nashville, see that segue there?
Let's talk about this. The Nashville Predators, motherfucker, just made the Western Conference Finals for the first time in history after they swept the Chicago Blackhawks when no one thought we would, and we defeated the St. Louis Blues in six when no one thought we would. But you know who thought we would? I did. You know who else thought we would?
Me.
You know why? Because the Nashville Predators are the greatest hockey team in the history of the world.
Yes.
In my opinion. I'll say this. Right now in Game 7, Anaheim won last night, and or Edmonton won. Who won?
Edmonton won.
Edmonton
like 7-1. It was nuts.
That's right. Edmonton won last night, pushing their series against the Ducks, Anaheim Ducks, to Game 7.
The Mighty Ducks. The Anaheim Mighty Ducks.
To a Game 7, and that game is tomorrow night. Or not tomorrow. It is Wednesday. Who do you want in the Western Conference Finals? The Ducks or the Oilers?
Who do I want?
Who do you want?
Oh, man. See, I have a very good friend of mine, and he's from Edmonton. He don't live in Edmonton no more, but that's where he was originally from. And he's a huge Oilers fan.
Yeah.
And he's a nice enough guy. And if the Predators were out of the playoffs, I would be rooting for him and his happiness.
Yeah.
So I would kind of want to see them in the Western Conference Finals, but it's gonna be it's gonna drive a wedge between me and my good pal Nick. But I'm gonna go with the Oilers. I just hope we don't play the Oilers, and then it makes me. I hope it don't make me dislike them.
Yeah.
Because us playing the Blues made me dislike the Blues a lot, man.
I want us to play Edmonton because I believe that could be a great series. And because I think it'd be cool if a Canadian team was in there. I mean, Ottawa, they're still in it, but you don't know if they're going to... They're playing the Rangers. Yeah. You don't know if they're going to make it or not. But I want us to face the Oilers. I think that'd be an exciting series. Yeah. And I think a saber-tooth tiger can kill a duck.
Yes.
But I just want us to face the Oilers. I think that'd be a great series. It'd be really fun. And I want us to play them. I want us to play Edmonton a little bit... Or not Edmonton, but Anaheim, just a smidge below Edmonton because...
You didn't like the Mighty Ducks movie growing up?
No, I love that movie, but because Anaheim, they scored 105 points during a regular season. We scored 94. The teams we have defeated, Chicago, they scored 109, and St. Louis, they scored 99. So we've been pretty good with teams that have scored more than us so far. I mean, we came in as an 8 seed.
Yes.
And we're making the conference finals.
Defense matters.
Defense does matter.
Defense matters.
And shout out to fucking Pekka Rinne out there, who, as of game 5, had a playoff career record of .971 for saves, which is amazing. And granted...
That sounds really good.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, and another reason, you know what I hope happens if we play Edmonton?
What?
Fucking do it, Nashville. I don't care if I have to buy a ticket and go myself. I'll do it by myself. Let's let the fans sing the Canadian national anthem, man. Yeah. Let's fucking do it.
I told my wife... I'll flashback this to before the playoffs started. I was texting my brother-in-law, who's a big Chicago Blackhawks fan. I was telling him how it looks like we're going to play the Blackhawks in the first round. And he was talking about how exciting it always is because... The Predators always push it to Game 7, usually, and just how great that series always is. But the Blackhawks always win. I was like, yeah, but at that point, it was looking like we were either going to play the Minnesota Wild or Chicago Blackhawks. And I was telling him, I'm more comfortable playing the Blackhawks than I am the Wild. And he said, I don't know, the Wild, they've been slipping. And the Blackhawks, don't ever count us out. And... I was telling him how, no, you don't understand. This is our year. We are going to beat whoever is in the first round. We're going to beat the second round. We're going to go to the conference finals. We're going to win that, and we're going to go to the Stanley Cup, and we're going to be hoisting the fucking trophy. And he said, whoa, you're getting way ahead of yourself. You jinxed the team. And I said, no, jinxes only count in baseball. And what happened? We swept the Blackhawks.
The Blackhawks got a lot...
a bandwagon fan too, man.
Yes, they do.
I have a lot of Chicago Blackhawks fans on my friends list on Facebook. I have no idea where they came from.
They were swept by the Nashville Predators. CM Punk got his ass kicked again.
How you like that, Punk?
Yeah.
That fight almost lasted as long as his UFC debut.
Yes, it did. But, man, the Predators... I told my wife that when we win the cup, we're going to Nashville and we're going to that fucking parade. And I am swear on my life that when we win the cup, I will be at that fucking parade. And I will scream and cry with all the other fans.
You will be one of seven Memphians there.
Yes, I will. Go Preds, go.
Go Preds, go.
Okay. I want to talk about the video game that I just recently beat. Resident Evil 7.
Alrighty. Is it good?
It was amazing and terrifying.
I was about to say, is it scary?
It is. It's first-person shooter. Or not shooter, but first-person game of Resident Evil, which I love first-person games. And this game, I didn't have it for this system, but this game was compatible with PlayStation VR, which playing the game on the regular PS4, it made me jump a few times, so I couldn't imagine playing it on the VR. Yeah,
playing it with the VR, that seems like that would be a fun time.
It really would, but I'm pretty sure I would shit myself at least a few times. But that, I'm not going to give any spoilers away for the game, but it is a great, I recommend it to anyone who loves Resident Evil, who loves first-person games, or who just loves scary games. Even if you've never played a Resident Evil game, you can play this one, because... it's not really like the first few Resident Evil games. It's nothing like Nemesis. It's nothing like Resident Evil 2 or 3 or any of that. It's just a fun, all-around great game where you have to escape the house of cannibals. Not zombies, but cannibals. And it is fun as hell. And I recommend it 1,000 times to anyone out there.
Oh, man. Resident Evil. I haven't played a Resident Evil game in a long time. The last one I played, I think, was 5. And it was the demo.
I had 5, I never played 6, and then I bought 7, and I bought it at Target, and I price matched it with Amazon, because Amazon had it $20 cheaper, and the workers were not happy about that.
Shout out to Amazon.
Shout out to Amazon for always having things really fucking cheap that I can price match at Target.
I can't wait till they get their drones going, and they can just drop stuff, like, 7 hours later.
And fuck you, Walmart, for not price matching with Amazon, because some people... a few years ago, went to Walmart with fake Amazon things printed out that said, oh, PlayStation 4s are $1? That sounds weird, but okay, if it's on Amazon, we have to price match that. And you idiots price matched PlayStation 4s for $1 and sold hundreds before someone was like, wait.
This is not real.
And ever since then, you cannot price match with Amazon at Walmart, which sucks, but Target is better anyways.
They dress up their big red balls out front.
They do. It's Mario and Luigi.
I saw Pokeballs one time.
Yeah, I did too. But right now, they're Mario and Luigi. They look really cool.
That sounds lovely.
Did
you play Pokemon Go at all?
I did, but I fell out of it so quickly.
Yeah, a lot of people did. I still know a couple people that play it, and they stand out now. Yeah. Last summer, people were everywhere were playing it.
Yeah.
Everywhere I went, there would be people outside walking around, catching their Pokemon, throwing their...
I would go to the park with my wife, and we'd play it, and people would come up to us and say, hey, there's a Charizard over there, because they knew what we were doing, and they were doing it as well. And we were like, okay, thanks.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk bad about it. It was fun, but it definitely... I'm sure there's still some people playing it, but it's not as a mainstream. Like, not everybody's doing it now.
Yeah.
'Cause a lot of people were doing it. They didn't even know what Pokemon was. They just heard this is the next big thing right now. So let's do it, too.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of those fans kind of went away. And most of the other ones, too. But
all right,
there's still a few people playing.
Let's wrap this up soon, because we're getting close to an hour at 49 minutes right now, so let's wrap this up pretty soon. Let me ask you this question before we sign off. Do you have any recommendations for the week for people?
For the week?
Yes, for people to try out for the week before the next episode.
Here, you go, then get back to me. I forgot what we were doing.
If you don't already, give hockey a chance.
Yeah, give hockey a chance, man. Because especially Game 7 in hockey is the most exciting damn thing in sports.
Yes, just as soccer is to some people boring because sometimes the score is like 1-0, it's fun. It's fun to watch. It's like exciting to experience live, and it's a great thing to just enjoy. I love baseball, and it is a shit ton more fun than baseball. I can listen to a hockey game and enjoy it. I can listen to a baseball game and go to sleep.
Yeah, whenever 92.9 turns their Cardinal radio on, I tune out right there.
Going to a baseball game is fun. Yes. Listening to a baseball game is excruciating.
I agree with that.
Anyways, watch some hockey this week. This video is gonna, or this podcast is gonna go up on Friday, so these games are gonna be over with by this point. But or Thursday rather. But let's look at this.
The conference final should be set by that point.
By Thursday, you're gonna have an if necessary game seven or game six between the Rangers and the Senators. Right now, Ottawa leads 3-2. And their game is tonight, I believe, or tomorrow night. Let me see here. Game six is tonight. Game seven would be Thursday. So if the Rangers win tonight and force a game seven, watch that game Thursday. Because like Jesse just said, game seven in hockey are exciting as hell.
Well, yes, those are the best things in sports, man. Game seven in hockey. And is the game seven in Edmonton? Is it in Edmonton or is it in Anaheim? I have no clue.
Let me see.
Because whatever city it is in, that city is going to be rocking.
Yes, it will. It is in Anaheim.
Oh, man. Well, it might not be rocking, actually. Yeah.
Also, let me just throw this out. Right now, you have Game 6 happening Wednesday evening. Game 6 is tonight. Capitals and the Penguins. This game is going to be over before this podcast goes up, so it's no use me talking about it right now. But that game is exciting because the Capitals and the Penguins always do really really well against each other. Excuse me, and they always play exciting games because those are two, at one point, the hottest players in the NHL playing against each other. And with Sidney Crosby and Alan Ovechkin. Oh, or Alex Ovechkin,
Alex
sorry.
Alex Ovechkin.
And before the Blackhawks took over, they were the poster boys for the NHL.
Yeah.
And now it's like Patrick Kane. But that series has been fun to watch. It's been great. And those games are always hard-hitting and exciting. So give hockey a chance. Even if you start in the conference finals or the Stanley Cup game, if you're going to jump on at any point, jump on during the Stanley Cup game because there's nothing more exciting than not knowing anything about a sport or not knowing a team and watching a team win a championship.
Yes. So all you Memphians, it's okay to root for the Preds, man.
Yeah.
I back that 100%.
Yeah, we may hate Nashville, but we don't hate the Predators. Okay, what do you recommend for the week?
Well, I forgot we were doing this, so I didn't have time to prepare, but the only thing I can think of is watch Shameless, man. Shameless is a really popular show that a lot of people watch and told me to watch, but I like it. I started watching it for the first time the other day on Netflix, and yeah. I like it. It's pretty funny.
Sarah and I, my wife, have been watching it since it first aired, so where the fuck have you been?
I have no idea, man. Like I said, I've had people recommending it to me for a long time, and I finally caved in and watched it the other day. I just finished season two last night.
Have you watched any of the In-Betweeners yet?
Yeah, I've watched that. And I've watched that show actually before. Now, once I watched that time, mm-hmm. when you recommend, I remember watching it like 4 years ago.
Have you watched
now.
The movies?
No, I haven't got that far yet.
The entire series and the two movies are on Netflix, and I cannot recommend those enough. I've watched the series at least three times through, and the movies at least three times each, because they are hilarious and amazing.
Yes, they are.
But to sum that up, Wiseacre beer, we both recommend Wiseacre Oktoberfest because yes. It is tasty and delicious.
And once again, my rating is a 6.5, definitely a very above average beer.
My recommending is about an 8, like I said.
That's pretty high.
It's not my personal favorite of the Wiseacre beers, but it is tasty and I love it so much. And we recommend Wiseacre beer. We recommend not drinking if under the age of 16. Or really, nope. 21.
No, do not drink and drive.
Yeah. And we recommend the NHL playoffs and Shameless. We learned some about LeBron James. We learned some about Draymond Green's hypocrisy. And to end this podcast in the way that I figured we could, we will say one thing, and that is always drink responsibly. And thank you for listening. For Brews and News, I am Todd Tugliano.
And I'm Jesse Matthews.
And we will see you guys next week.